to hammer
Dad. I don't know why I said it like that. I'm the number one sports betting show coming out of the McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
All right, baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Yes, sir.
In the back, Jay.
Tone.
What? Mitt. Bruce is on the phones. 1-833-462-2333. It's potentially on the ticker.
Yep. The ticker's up. It's just not on the screen today. Were you looking for the number?
No, I was looking at the, because I can normally see the YouTube copy in Jay's screen, and I didn't see it on that either. So
really?
Did we get approval if we could have Olympics on the sidebar?
Oh, Mitt.
Oh, no. Come on, Mitt. God damn it.
Kill the sidebar. No, it's wrong. I see it now.
What's up,
1-833-462-2333. What the hell's going on at the TV?
It's a different feed.
Well, no, I know that, but no, it's blank now.
Oh, God, it's beautiful now. Fly me to the moon.
Welcome to Hammer Down.
Dad.
We will give you all the best plays, and we have a special guest today, AJ Hawk.
Hey, baby, AJ.
Jay's looking. Just kidding. AJ did an incredible job hosting today. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you,
AJ. Foxy made an incredible vlog this week. Thank you, Foxy.
Yes, sir.
Gumpy gave us over 3.5 USA.
That might have been the biggest lock of all time.
That was a good game. That was an easy W.
Might be good for the States, these young kids playing.
Yeah, you'll learn about some guys that'll come off the bench.
Yeah.
I think it is good for them.
Yeah.
That was last night. I parlayed it with the first half, USA.
I parlayed with Canada money line.
Smart.
Yeah.
I think there might be some opportunities. I was looking tonight if we want to do something similar with Jamaica and Guadeloupe and Suriname and Costa Rica. I don't know if you've taken a look at either of those. Or
I worry about Suriname.
Good squad?
Nah.
So we're taking Costa Rica and over the 3.5? Or
I was thinking moneyline parlay, Costa Rica and Jamaica. I don't know.
What's that do for us?
I don't think that gets us anywhere, though.
Let me see. Jamaica and who do you want? Costa Rica?
Yeah.
-311.
It's pretty good odds.
It's not terrible.
I just don't think there's... I don't know if there's that many goals in it. You know, the over 3.5 for U.S. felt that was...
There was goals in those boots. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess Jamaica could put some goals up.
We have a full slate of MLB tonight.
Hell yeah.
Back.
Hell yeah.
Back. Man, how do you feel about NBA?
I think the Suns are going to get back. Let's go.
Of course you do.
I think Chris Paul's going to go over on his points. Huge bounce back game for Chris Paul. Over points, assists, not rebounds, but you get it.
Okay. We'll talk about that on tomorrow's show.
Should be a good show tomorrow.
Should be a good show tomorrow. I will, for that game, be taking Brooke Lopez under everything again. Man. It's not a spite bet, dude. It's calculated.
Here, Tony, do you know if I'm going to pull up and see if we have any boost for that game already?
Did you? Was that a question or something?
It was a question, but then I just decided.
We do not have
a statement.
No, there are no boosts.
We did not have any boosts yet, Mitt. Tomorrow, though, you'll tweet them out, right, Mitt?
Yeah, I'll tweet out a big parlay.
So we have two games been postponed. Minnesota and Detroit. Looks like it's a washout today.
It's a wash.
We do have games today, though. I got picks. You got picks.
Yeah. Fast Friday.
Fast Friday. You just want, let's roll through the baseball picks. Ready, set, go.
Go.
Miami at Philadelphia. Anything?
Nah.
Wanted to lean Sandy Alcantara. Couldn't do it.
I would. If this was a first five, I would have taken the Marlins. This is a doubleheader.
Correct.
I'm not taking Marlins for a full seven games or seven innings.
I agree. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Boston at New York. Not the same starters as was supposed to be last night. We got E-Rod and Jordan Montgomery. Staying away.
I'll take the Sox plus a half.
Okay.
That I just came up with that. I just realized it was Montgomery.
And you don't like him as much as Herman.
I just didn't like that the Red Sox were favored last night.
And they're not tonight.
Montgomery appears to be the favorite.
Let me check. I will check for you right now. The odds on Yankees and Sox. Sox are the slight dog.
Yeah. Plus a half.
So you could get them at plus a half.
There we go.
Stroman versus Chad Kuhl. Mets versus Pirates. Obviously, Stroman's the play here, but it was like 190 or something like that when I looked at it or when it first became available. So I stayed away from the Mets and Pirates game.
It has come down to minus 170, which I have no problem laying with Stroman.
168 as far as the game. First half is at 170.
Yeah, I'll lay it with Stroman and the Mets here. No problem at all.
I'm going to stay away still. San Diego at Washington. Chris Paddock and Eric Fetty Wap. You know where I wanted to go.
Fetty?
No.
Paddock has been god-awful.
Fetty's been god-awful, too.
Paddock's last two, he hasn't made it out of the second inning.
So, that was a stay away for me.
Yep.
Padres are minus 138 on that. Fetty had... And so, you said Paddock hasn't made out of the two, right?
Yeah.
Fetty's given up 3, 6, and 5 in his last three starts.
Pick your poison.
Yeah. I don't want to be poisoned tonight.
Nah, I'm good.
So I'm staying away.
Fair play.
Jordan Lyles versus Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray's been actually pretty solid recently. That's probably why they are such huge favorites.
Yeah, I wanted to lay this at minus a half, but not at minus 1.5. No, thank you.
Minus 255, full game line. So I'm going to stay away from that. That's not normally a line that we take.
Yep.
Here's a game. Adrian Hauser versus Tyler Malley.
What?
Milwaukee, Cincinnati. That was a dramatic pause, Mitt. Couldn't you tell I was building up the drama?
That was real dramatic.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Give me Malley.
Are you?
Yeah, I got to. I got to do it.
This is a big series coming out of the break.
I don't trust Hauser.
These two are leading the NL Central. Big series coming out of the break. Hey, team wins this series might win a division.
Holy shit.
And you're going with the Reds tonight.
I'm going with Malley and a deep drive to left.
But Castellanos.
Yeah.
Did not take that one.
All right.
Game I did take. Tampa at Atlanta. Michael Walker. Michael Walker.
Waka. Waka
versus Chucky Ballgame Morton. I went with the Braves, first five.
Yeah, Chucky seems to have found it. I'll go with the Braves, too. Nice pickup. Jock Peterson, maybe. I know he's not Acuna, but a little bit of juice for the locker room for the last.
Yeah,
maybe.
The sell-off has begun.
Yeah.
The Cubbies sell-off has begun.
There's no way Chris Bryant doesn't go to the Mets. There's no way. It makes too much sense.
It really does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I took Braves minus 152 there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Miami at Philadelphia, game two. Ross Detweiler versus Zach Eflin. I didn't look at this game earlier because I didn't know Detweiler was going for Miami. That has been announced. Eflin going for the Phillies. Eflin has thrown pretty well recently. What is the line on this one? Do you know? Have you looked at it all?
No, I mean, the fact that, I mean, let's get it together here. The fact that we don't get who the starting pitchers are when we've had a week off till two hours before the game, like, you're telling me these guys didn't know who was starting coming out of the All-Star break?
Phillies are minus 162. Let me see what Detweiler's been up to, because I like what Eflin's been doing, you know? I'm picking up what he's been putting down. Ross Detweiler gave up 5 in his last start, 0 before that. Not a lot of starts. I think I'm going to lay the 162 here with the Phillies.
On the 7 inner?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
Phillies minus 162. Fucking chalk it up. Next game that we have on the list for Fast Friday. Keegan Aiken versus Danny Duffy. Baltimore at KC. Didn't touch this one.
Where are the Royals at?
Where are the Royals at?
No, what are they at?
Well, what's the line at?
Yeah.
I assume they're favored. Let me check. Because this was they were late. They didn't announce their pitcher till late either. Fucking assholes. -166. You thinking about it?
Let's go to work with the Duff man here.
Are you?
Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck it. What are we doing?
Hey.
It's Friday.
First five?
Yeah.
First five on the Duff man.
There we go. -166.
Fuck it.
Beautiful.
Hey. Why not? It's Friday.
We haven't baseball's had anything back. To bet on but fucking Gold Cup.
Lance McCullers and Dylan Cease go for Houston and Chicago. Hopefully a good series to start off there. I did take this game.
Ooh.
I took Houston -148. First five was where I got it at this morning. Lance McCullers does it for me.
He can.
What are you doing anything?
No, thank you.
Staying away.
I like Dylan Cease. But I don't know what he is game to game.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like at some he will show up and I can't do it.
You don't want to be on that side.
Yeah. I feel like I'll get burned either way.
You want a fucking tango, pal?
What do you got?
Giants, Cards, Gossman, Wainwright. Give me fucking St. Louis plus the half. You taking fucking...
How do you sleep at night?
You taking the
How
Giants?
How do you sleep at night?
Are you taking the Giants?
You mean the team that's been good to us all year?
Hey, second half. Let's see if they can continue it.
Yeah, we will. Fucking Gaussman. You kidding me?
Give me Wainwright.
Yeah, give you a fucking old bag of bones.
Go ahead, you
dude.
Take Gaussman, I'll take
Wainwright. I'll take the team that's been good to us all fucking year.
Go ahead, pal.
That's what I'll do.
Fine.
You ride with fucking sack of bones.
Sack of bones?
Yeah.
One of the greatest pitchers of all time. Straight into the hole. You'll see.
I hope so.
Dodgers at Colorado. Nah.
Nah.
I'm good.
Get out.
I'm good. This one. I don't know how this is priced the way it is. You and I got the Seattle Mariners at plus a half. Flexing, you kidding me?
I mean, put it on my tombstone. Chris Flexen, plus a half. This man took him every time.
Flexen.
I've been on Flexen since the start of this damn year. And we've had some bumps in the road, but this guy is going.
He
right
went against
now.
The Angels a week ago. Fucking seven innings pitched, three hits, no earned runs.
The guy's a weapon.
Game before that, six innings pitch, one earned run. Game before that, 6.2, one earned run. Game before that, eight innings pitch, no earned runs.
It's to the point now where I'll almost blindly take Mariners plus a half first five.
I don't do that.
No matter who is on the mound.
Well, that's where you're going to get in trouble.
Nope. Most profitable team in baseball, my friend.
Giants.
Mariners.
Versus Haney, who's given up 3-7-5-3 in his last four starts.
Yeah.
Give me Flexen, okay? We're on it. Maybe you guys should be too. Kyle Hendricks versus Mad Bum. I wanted to take the Cubbies here.
Me
but
too. I just
the
feel
sell-off
like
has begun, and I can't trust him.
Mad Bum could come out after being out for a while and shove it.
Maybe.
And I don't want to be on that side.
Probably not, but maybe.
What?
What? And then the last game, Eli Morgan versus Bassett, Cleveland at Oakland. I stayed away.
I'll take Oakland minus a half.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Bassett.
My picks for tonight, Atlanta first five, Houston first five, St. Louis plus a half first five, Seattle plus a half first five. What was the late ad? What do we add late? Phillies. No, Royals.
No, you had Phillies, Eflin.
Phillies, -162. You?
All first five, Mets money line, Reds money line, Braves money line, Giants money line, Mariners plus a half, A's minus a half, Red Sox plus a half, Royals money line.
Hell yeah.
It's a good slate.
Man, how do you feel about those, dude?
Good. I am probably going to throw a parlay of every single one of them.
Awesome.
It's eight-piece nugget.
Good move. Who are you going to take in St. Louis and the Giants?
Well, you know what, Tony? Since I'm a Cardinals fan, I am betting with my heart. I'm a big-time homer. I like betting with my heart.
I shouldn't good have call, Mitt. It's a good
asked.
Call.
I shouldn't have asked.
I have cursed Gumpy too many times in baseball.
Jacob, what do you got?
What up, Tone?
What up, dude?
Oh, they're just trying to jet.
Hammer down, boys. Love the show.
Hammer down, down, down.
So I got three first inning no runs, or sorry, two first inning no runs.
I'm gonna bet a run on every single one of these, actually.
And one yes run in the first inning. This is basically like all I really do for MLB. Okay. So the first one I've got here is Astros White Sox -110. I love the pitching matchup. And also, a couple White of nukes Sox. Here for you.
Mitt, would you shut the fuck up?
A couple of nukes here for you. Houston and Chicago are both top five in opponents' first inning runs scored in the league. And both teams have not scored a first inning run in the last three games.
Wow.
They're going to come back off the break and still be sluggish.
Hell yeah.
The next one I like is Oakland and Cleveland first inning no runs.
Mm-hmm.
I like Oakland. They had the lowest home run scored in the first inning in the league at 0.35 runs.
Mm-hmm.
They also have the fourth best opponent's first inning run scored against them at 0.35. And they're also facing Cleveland, who's dog shit.
Yeah.
So lock that one in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Reds, Brewers, a run to be scored in the first inning.
Yeah.
The Brewers just faced Molly 8 days ago. It's going to be the third time they've faced him in a month.
The last time they faced him,
they gave up two runs in the first inning. And also, Milwaukee is the best team in the league in first inning runs scored at 0.73 runs per first inning. So basically, you know, almost a run in the first inning. And then I got a Gold Cup parlay, Jamaica and over 1.5 goals, plus Costa Rica and over 2.5 goals, plus 115. Lock that one in, boys. Have a good weekend.
Jacob bringing the heat. How do you feel about the Gold Cup parlay? I tried doing that, but for some reason, this drives me insane. So I tried doing that parlay.
Yeah.
FanDuel makes it two same game parlays instead of one 4-leg parlay.
Mm.
I'm gonna have to talk to somebody over there about that.
That's tough.
I'm gonna have to talk to someone over there about that. Do you like everything else?
What's that?
Grant, what do you got?
Yeah, so I got a Gold Cup parlay. I got Jamaica and Guadeloupe over 2.5 goals at -152, and then Suriname, Costa Rica both to score +150. Ooh. And I got that at +314.
How do you feel about that, pal?
I worry about Suriname being able to tickle the old onion
bag.
Thought
you said they were a wagon.
I was being very
facetious.
Very, very sarcastic.
So not a big Suriname guy.
I do not think Suriname is a good squad.
So bet against Suriname.
Yeah. And Guadeloupe.
So what I'm doing right now as we're hosting the show is I put Costa Rica in my parlay.
Yeah.
I put Jamaica in my parlay.
Yeah.
And I'm taking every single first five bet that I made and making them +1.5 first five.
It's not bad.
I don't know what that's going to turn out to be, but I'll let you know. Justin from Jersey, what do you got? Justin.
Hello?
Justin.
Hello?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
So I got a couple of MLS plays and EPL futures, and I'm going to take these EPL futures with two picks, one that I'm confident in and one with my heart.
Okay.
All right, because I know Midge is better with his heart.
Yeah.
Okay. One with my heart, Man United is going to take the Prem this year, and no doubt about it, you might as well get it now before we get Veron, Camavinga. We're just going to do a big overhaul. And we're going to win it all. But my realistic pick will be Chelsea to win the EPL. And in MLS, I have Orlando City money line,
uh-huh.
Red Bulls money line, Galaxy money line.
Okay. Fucking
Colorado money line.
Let's go all out, Paul.
And
let's ball.
I'm sorry. And New England Revolution money line.
Thank you.
And I heard this. I'm sorry. I just want to say this before I go. I heard this slander.
I promise you I did not hang up on him. It's still on. He cut out. I got proof. Thank you, Justin. How'd you feel about the EPL futures?
Chelsea, I could see.
Okay.
Man United will not win the Premier League.
Why is that?
Man City is better.
Okay.
Chelsea is better.
Okay.
I think Liverpool bounces back as well.
Okay.
So, my opinion.
That's just one man.
I mean, they are, but they have gotten better. They got Sancho, but they lost Rashford. Rashford has to have surgery. He's out.
That's just one man's opinion.
That's just my opinion.
All right. Huh? No, I hear you.
Chelsea is good, though. And if Chelsea adds like a Declan Rice, too, I mean, Chelsea would be the, I would agree with Chelsea there.
Okay. Last call of the day. Kyle from Seattle, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy now. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Emmerton.
Yeah, yeah. I got two UFC picks for you with a couple of little brave bets if you want to do it. First of all, Mitt was right. The old guy definitely lost on the Conor card. I shouldn't have bet on him. My bad. My bad indeed.
I actually was undefeated on my UFC picks.
That what?
Match, yeah. I only had guy to get knocked out, and then I also had Conor McGregor to get knocked out. Ha.
Mitt, are you a fucking UFC sharp?
Oh, man.
Jesus. Go ahead.
And I guess I don't need to give you guys my picks. No, Mitt, just listen to Mitt. He's probably right.
I have no idea who's in this card.
It's a less stacked card for sure. It's a fight night, not a pay-per-view. So yeah. The only ones I want to go with is Billy Quarantillo by decision, points plus 290. If you want to be really brave, it's plus 800 for a KO. Ooh. He hits hard, but I wouldn't hit it. And then Misha Cupcake Tate is making her return after 5 years off. Marion Renault's went to decision, lost last four via decision, and it's plus 110 for Misha Tate by points. And again, if you're brave, it's plus 850 by sub. Misha is a sick jiu-jitsu chick as well. So
we have a boost.
Tell him, Gumby.
We have a boost.
Oh, shit.
Tell him.
If there's one thing we do on this show,
yep,
it's we hit every UFC boost ever.
Ever.
I've seen some people say we've missed.
We haven't.
Mine cashed.
Got news for you.
I don't know what you guys were betting on, but mine have cashed every time. Misha Tate, UFC. I mean, that's what we do.
That is what we do.
We come in here, I go, Tony, UFC, start the show.
Start the show.
Every time.
I go, pal, I know. We've never lost one.
Never.
Couple other boosts. Did he talk about Islam Makhachev to win in round one, two, or three?
Oh, man. See, that one's a bit tricky.
Plus 300.
So he can win in any round?
It seems that way. It'd be if.
What's the plus 300?
Maybe it means not to go to points.
What was, who was it, sorry?
Islam Makhachev.
For some reason, it's slipping my mind. Who was he up against? I don't know why I can't.
Diego Moises.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think I would hit that too. I mean, if I know anything about these UFC boosts and what they've done.
They've never lost.
Yeah, so let's go for 2-0 UFC boosts.
Let's go for 2-0.
Yeah.
Let's go for 2-0.
I'd even parlay those boosts together if you could.
One thing we're going to talk about.
As the known UFC sharp now on the show, I'm going to throw the last boost, Islam Makhachev. I just butchered his name, but I'm going to throw that scumbag, one at plus 300.
You're a scumbag.
No. I'm betting on
him.
Are you okay?
Before we get out of here, you got any thoughts on USA Canada?
Sunday? USA Canada?
Yeah.
Canada didn't look great against Haiti.
USA minus 135. 90.
Oh, 90.
Canada well, plus, it doesn't Canada go to plus extra 380.
I mean, I'm not, yeah. If I was a betting man, I would say USA money line. Okay.
We'll see.
They've looked better.
We'll see.
Canada didn't look great last night against Haiti until penalty shot and red card late in the game.
Haiti will do. U.S. only what beat them 1-0, right? Remember?
Yeah. Maybe that will Canada double chance.
Haiti will.
They fight.
Jay, did we talk about Stuart Sink on this show yet?
You have not.
Did Stewie go down?
Yeah, he was like plus 7 today, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dr. Sink.
My DFS lineup, you pick 6 guys. If they all make the cut, you're pretty much guaranteed to win money. Stuart Sink, only guy not to make the cut in my fucking DFS lineup. He had to shoot 7 over today to miss the cut. And he did. Oh, Cupmaker just texted me he's got a fucking parlay to give out. Brewers? Are you on the Brewers?
No, I'm on the Reds.
Oh.
Goodbye, Jeff.
No, he's saying he likes Morikawa to win, I think, because he's saying parlay some of these games or whatever that you like tonight for with Morikawa to win.
Huh.
So
if what's Morikawa at to just win the tournament?
I was just about to bring that up. He is plus 450.
I mean, I don't need a parlay.
It's pretty good.
Plus 450, just lay the fucking hammer.
Jordo's plus 450. Louis plus 220.
Louis got to do it once, doesn't he?
Well, he's won the Open before. He's on fire. He's two strokes up on him. It's going to be an interesting weekend at the Open.
Should be awesome.
Yeah, should be. We can't thank you guys enough for hanging out with us all week. We'll be back next week.
I will. The Canada-USA game I thought was Saturday is Sunday night, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know. The basketball game tips off at 9.
Yeah.
I don't really care about it, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
But I will fire up a Spaces tomorrow night.
Okay.
Probably around 8, maybe.
Check out the Spaces for Gumpy. Yeah. Good gambling talk. Good lot of talk in there. We'll be back Monday, right after Pat's show.
Hell yeah.
Baseball.
Hell yeah.
Finals.
Hell yeah.
Futures. Olympics.
Tweet out some picks tomorrow for ball as well.
Think Gabe's going to come on at some point that next week?
Has to.
He's our fucking Olympic correspondent.
Stole Mitt's job.
Sorry,
Mitt moved on to UFC.
Mitt, any words?
I mean, I think I can take UFC and Olympic game.
Okay, we'll see.
One thing at a time, Mitt.
No, right. No. Oh, I gamble on everything.
You got a denim coat, dude?
Yeah, shit. Dude.
The rollover's back today.
Rollover's back?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was it at when it stopped?
Zero.
Oh. Carry on.
Carry on. Rollover's back to 250. I'll tweet it out.
Let's go. Come on.
Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Rollover.
Good luck and God bless.
Hammer.
Bye.